Welcome to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, go to practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. Former U.S. Senator John Danforth joins us today on the Bioethics Channel. He is in Kansas City to give the keynote address at the 25th anniversary dinner of the Center for Practical Bioethics. Senator, in your book, Faith and Politics, you devote a chapter to the Terri Schiavo situation. Did you have a sense of deja vu all over again with that case, since it was so similar to the Nancy Cruzan case about a decade or so before?
I thought that the Schiavo case was more politicized because that was a case of Congress actually passing legislation and then the president flying from Crawford, Texas to sign a bill into law. And it was really outrageous, I thought. It was an extreme use of government to weigh in on a problem. Same kind of problem, but it seemed that it was much more politicized.
And you state in your book that among some of the things that bothered you about the situation was that Republicans were dropping a lot of their principles of small government, not being intrusive in individual decisions.
Right. It was a case of special legislation to cover a single case. It involved giving special jurisdiction to a federal court, expanding federal court jurisdiction. It involved the federal government overriding state government, in that case the state of Florida and the court system in Florida. Those are not exactly the principles of the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party is not known for being Washington-centric or increasing the jurisdiction of federal courts.
Now, faith and politics, and that's where a lot of the tension was playing itself out with that particular story, right?
Right, and it was actually that particular story, the Schiavo case, was what motivated the whole book. I mean, it was just one chapter in the book, but it was what prompted me to think about religion and politics and what's the interaction between the two. And clearly there is an interaction. I mean, religious people are involved in politics, and they should be, and they believe that they've got a religious commitment to be good citizens. But on the other hand, they can get themselves into a position of saying, well, you know, I'm God's agent in trying to solve this particular problem, and anybody who happens to disagree with me is against God. And that's the way it comes across a lot, and I think that that's not good.
Now, you and a Democrat, Senator Patrick Moynihan, crafted the law called the Patient Self-Determination Act. He was a Democrat. You're a Republican. Do you see that kind of collaboration happening in today's political environment?
It was necessary when I was around if you were to get anything done at all. And I always had collaboration with Democrats, especially on the Senate Finance Committee where Pat Moynihan and I served. And some of my closest friends were Democrats. And, you know, it was about evenly divided among my closest friends between the two parties. But from what I understand now, it's much more partisan and much more hostile in Washington between the parties. I don't think that there's too much interaction between them now.
Terri Schiavo case was around 2005, and then the stem cell debate in Missouri started in 2006, right after that. In your book, you made a strong statement about legislative efforts to ban stem cell research, and quoting here, "The notion that people with different religious views could co-opt politicians to the point of enacting their beliefs into law is more than offensive. It's a misuse of government to advance religion." That's pretty strong language.
I think that that's right. I mean, I think that when people who are religious are involved in politics, and I hope they are, and I, you know, a lot of people are, but it's important to do so with a lot of humility and to understand that you're not necessarily God's spokesman when you're in politics, and that people on the other side deserve respect also.
Well, the common theme of your book, two themes, at least whenever I read it, was around the idea of humility and then certainty. and at the tension between the two. And there's a lot of certainty in the social and political debates today, and not much humility. Is that damaging our efforts to try to come to resolution on some of these problems?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you take on an issue and your view is, okay, I'm on God's side and I know the answers to this, then obviously you're not going to be very tolerant of people who don't agree with you. So where's the middle ground? And politics becomes more and more polarized as a result of that. And I think that's what's happened in today's politics.
Now, divisive issues coming up. You were just talking now over lunch about health care reform, global warming, all of these issues coming up. How important is it for there to be a place where people can come together and respectfully share these kinds of different points of view?
I think it's essential because, I mean, otherwise you're in combat before you've decided even what could be the resolution of this. And if there's going to be any resolution to any of these hot issues, there's going to have to be mutual understanding. There's going to have to be recognition that people on the other side have points that are important to them and that they're going to have to make them. And there's going to have to be some meeting ground where different interests can try to hash it out. And I think that that's one of the things that this Center for Practical Bioethics offers. It offers a meeting ground where very difficult issues can be discussed in a civil way without necessarily forcing them on one side or the other.
Are you optimistic that we're going to come to a resolution on some of these issues like health care reform and other issues?
I think some of these issues are very tough, you know. I mean, they're just very, very hard issues. And the health care reform issue, when I was in the Senate back in the early 1990s, it was a live issue. It was very hard to deal with because it was so complex. It was the kind of issue that when government is contemplating getting into it, you're not entirely sure what the consequences are going to be and what the unintended consequences are going to turn out to be. And I think that gives a degree of wariness, which is healthy. You know, I mean, you'd rather have people who are in policy making, people in the administration or people in Congress, who would say, wait a second, I mean, let's at least look before we leap.
Senator John Danforth, thanks for joining us on the Bioethics Channel.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information on the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. I'm your host, Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.